Back now with Day to Day. New York Fashion Week wraps up today, and to give us the skinny on what was hot on the runway, here is self-described styloholic Najwa Moses. Hi, Najwa.
Hi, how are you?
So I'm fine. So just so we have your place correct, you are actually in our New York studios, which is right across the street from Bryant Park, where the fashion shows are being held.
That's correct.
So you were there most of the week. Which were the most memorable?
My personal favorite was Heatherette, and it'd probably be that way every year. Yeah. She actually opened up with like four dancers and they worked the runway. Do you understand me? They worked it. They really killed it. You felt like you were at a concert. It was amazing.
Okay. We're on radio. So describe the Heatherette look.
Okay. Heatherette has a lot of club kids and downtowners and hipsters and, you know, people who just love to be very much in costume. They're always going to kind of shock you. And what they did, they had about 9 African-American models hit that runway, which right now there's a kind of a big article going around in the blogosphere about a lack of African-American models in these shows. I mean, it's, you know, it's always something every year. It's skinny, now it's black, whatever. But, you know, that's kind of the first part of the show. And they're all in like these really crazy over-the-top dresses and lace cuts. And then what I loved, my favorite item, actually, was on men. Oh, my God, these men were so fine. Oh, these men had
okay,
on,
dial
like,
it back a little, Najwa.
Sorry, it is NPR. These men had on really short, like lace booty shorts on.
Okay, so what did you see that you could imagine we would be wearing next spring?
Tracee Reese, you know, she's the complete opposite of Heatherette. I mean, a lot of her pieces are a lot more tailored, a lot more clean. But this time she did really bold, like leafy plants and like burgundies and purples and pinks. That's the beauty of like, you know, Fashion Week, especially here in America, is that, you know, there's something for everyone. One of the things I asked Tim Gunn, I said, well, skinny jeans versus, you know, over the waist jeans, are they both still in? And he said, yeah.
Okay, you mentioned Tim Gunn. Tim mm-hmm. Gunn is the fashion guru from the hit TV show on Bravo, Project Runway, and you actually spoke with him.
I did. Tim Gunn was fantastic. He talked more about it didn't really matter what you were wearing as long as you understood how it fit on your body.
It's about how it looks on you. It's not about how that garment looks on a mannequin, how it looks on your friend, how it looks on a rack. How does it look on you? And that's where silhouette and proportion are critical.
Like if you know that a certain type of shirt or a blouse always looks good on you, buy that every season. Buy it in different colors, but work with that cut.
Okay, Najwa, most of us are just struggling to deal with fashion now in the fall. What are we supposed to be wearing now? What are the big looks for fall?
You can keep your skinny jeans. You don't have to throw them away. I think a lot of layering is definitely in, but you want to have fun with the layers, not too much. So like if you have that baby doll dress left over from the spring, throw on some tights, throw on maybe an ankle boot or a knee boot and maybe a chunky sweater over it. Makeup, we're looking at a lot of strong reds on the lips, dark shadows on the eyes, and really lots of fun on the cheeks. Have a little fun. Don't just do your basic pinks or peaches. You can even do a little bit of a glitter gel, especially if you're going towards the evening out events.
Okay.
And heavy hair is always in right now. Huge hair is really in. All types of hair, whether it's like kind of curly or kind of bushy or long and wavy. I mean, people are still having a lot of fun with the longer hair.
Najwa Moses, self-described styloholic, who is at New York City Fashion Week. Thanks a lot, Najwa.
Thank you so much.